So I want you to think back to today's headlines. I'll bet they had something to do with celebrities, scandal, probably politics. But in the end, do these stories really matter in the scope of eternity? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm about to share with you some stories that are the victory shouts of the Great Commission in places like Libya, East Asia, and from a place called Abkhazia. Here we go. Libya is one part power vacuum, one part warlord, two parts battling philosophies, and what you get is a chaotic failed state. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says the whole mess made a perfect seedbed for groups like ISIS. Now,
they want to eliminate Christianity from the region, and they're going as far as kidnapping people en route from other countries.
ISIS makes former dictator Muammar Gaddafi look good. They chased most of the Christians out, but here's what's interesting. The immigrants who came in looking for work in Libya are now the backbone of the church.
People are intrigued and want to know more about this gospel message and realize that they want to dedicate their lives to Christ.
Which means the gospel's making inroads in places that it couldn't before. Keep praying for miracles like these to continue.
Nationally, the church looks like it's diminishing, and there are small groups of Christians. There is an underground movement of more and more people coming to Christ.
While refugees are intrigued by the gospel, most people hear the word famine so much that they've become immune to it. But Jesus reminds us that if one part of the church suffers, we all suffer. Baptist Global Response, or BGR, shares the story of an orphan baby who wouldn't eat. His grandparents took him to a clinic that distributes formula provided by BGR, and he ate it. So his life was saved, and there were other opportunities that came as a result of that. This is a huge success story, but it's also a reminder to remember those who are suffering. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's also hunger and thirst in American and East Asian churches. A Southern Baptist International Mission Board couple says the church's growth is currently stunted because, really, there's a lack of involvement. Usually, it's only staff members that help out and not the rest of the church. That's why IMB is giving training courses and materials so churches can learn how to grow together and build the body of Christ in community. Training's free. At the end of the broadcast, we'll tell you how you can get involved. And Bible study is a key part of developing disciples in East Asia. But
how do you teach a Bible study if you don't have a Bible and nobody in your small group or your Bible study group has a Bible?
That's Mike Boos. He began Door International, a ministry to the world's deaf population, after discovering that the deaf literally have no Bible.
There's approximately 72 million deaf people in the world. Nowhere in the world, including the United States of America, was there a Bible in sign language.
So Door began telling Bible stories in sign language from creation to the cross.
We have literally thousands of deaf believers that are now studying the Bible in their own language and being taught by deaf who have been well-trained to explain the stories. But it's a small beginning. There may be as many as 350 sign languages in the world, and so there's a lot of work to do.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how you can help. And while Door brings Christ to the deaf, another ministry is bringing him to those with other kinds of disabilities. A group from SOAR International is helping a church in Abkhazia hold a camp for physically disabled kids. SOAR's Greg Mangione.
It's almost as much for the parents that are able to attend as the children, but to try and, of course, get the kids out of the house and invest in their lives, love on them and play with them and also share the gospel with them, but also do the same thing for the parents of these kids that are often kind of outside the rest of their circle because many of the other people in their circle may not have those issues to deal with.
Now, Abkhazia is near the Republic of Georgia. SOAR also recently shipped a container full of wheelchairs, a handicap van, and other supplies as an extension of Christ's love.
The church is just really excited about how this will benefit their ministry and how they can reach their community. And we're praying that it'll be another way that the Word of God can be spread.
You can find ways to respond to this story and the others you've just heard at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.